I was recently down in St. Bart's on a writing assignment for Condé Nast Traveler magazine. Helmut Newton was to take the photographs that would accompany the article that I would write. After photographing the artist Ed Ruscha and his wife Dana, who happened to be on vacation there, he asked me to pose nude on the beach with a handsome French surfer whose teeth were very badly stained from repeated tobacco use. I agreed and said I would be happy to do it. We then recreated the scene from the movie From Here to Eternity, with me playing the Deborah Carr role and the Burt Lancaster part portrayed by the French surfer. After repeatedly asking the French surfer to keep his mouth shut, Helmut Newton complimented me on the color of my nipples. I thanked him. After about an hour, we all went our separate ways. Later, as I drove Helmut Newton to the quaint harbor town of Gustavia for dinner, he told me that all his successful, powerful male friends envied him. It must be wonderful to have all those beautiful models around you all the time, they say. But after one exhibition of photographs he did, which featured life-size and larger-than-life-size images of nude Teutonic beauties, these same men complained. They did not like the photographs. They were too big. They said they are intimidating. These men, especially Jack Nicholson, did not like the women that big. Then Helmut Newton told me that all these men want are young, beautiful women who are dumb. He repeated, they only want them if they are dumb. I slammed on the brakes of the rented Suzuki Sidekick and exclaimed, I knew it. After returning from a Caribbean vacation, I called up a young German man I had been seeing to verify that things were not working out. He agreed that, yes, things were not working out, so we said our goodbyes and I hung up the phone. I then worried about the postcard I had just mailed him from the Caribbean the day before that read, "Wish you were here." For years and years, I dreamed of being invited to the Venice Biennale, and now that I have been invited to the Venice Biennale, I really don't care much. I once heard an Andy Warhol quote that said, after years of wanting to be famous and successful, when you finally do get famous and successful, you don't care anymore. But I was very young then, and wanting to be famous and successful did not believe it. But now that I am older, I do. It was the only thing I heard Andy Warhol say besides wow or that made sense. But one year I was in Venice during the Venice Biennale. I had performed at a communist women's festival in Bologna and was now touring the country with the artist Kenny Scharf and an old boyfriend who was a drug dealer. He used to say he was an artist, but he really was just a drug dealer who owned one Armani suit he wore every day. One day, a hole appeared in the buttock region of the suit, but he continued to wear it with the same panache had it been bought yesterday. Occasionally, he would call himself an art dealer, and he did, in fact, own several Jean-Michel Basquiat paintings, but I do not believe he ever paid cash for any of them. He told us that he had met many rich people who were involved in the Venice Biennale and that they were impressed with his surrealist sense of humor. He was invited to a dinner that was hosted by very rich people for some very famous artists. However, Kenny Scharf and I were not invited to this dinner, so we decided to get very drunk on cheap wine and chase pigeons in the Piazza San Marco, where we did a tango for all the tourists, then ran screaming back to our pensioni. We were all extremely horny from looking at all the beautiful Italians, especially the northern ones and the police in Rome, who were all 18 and looked like they should be in a Bruce Weber photographed ad campaign. Finding no sexual gratification, Kenny Scharf suggested that we have sex together. I thought this was a bad idea. It was. Later, the ex-boyfriend drug dealer with the Armani suit returned with tales of wowing the rich patrons and famous artists with his wit, and that we would all be invited to the Venice Biennale. Of course, we never were.